We used to have a Buick, and it was like the B, U, the I, the C, and the K. Those were the buttons on the, wow, the push button radio back then, like that sound like that.
But I still had a window hand crank until a year ago, so, you know.
Well, okay. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, by the way.
I'm Craig Adams.
And also with us is Jerry Popiel. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, we always have Jerry come in with some music and all sorts of things, and we've been talking with Jerry about the song that you have. Is this, it would be the title song, right?
Tuscararas?
Tuscararas.
Yes.
As opposed to how they pronounce it here.
I don't know. I guess that's the official version.
No, there's a faulty site on here. If you type in how to pronounce something, there's somebody has put a computerized version of. We had a problem with Hebron, Ohio at one time. They didn't know how to pronounce that either, so I don't trust it, but it's always interesting. By the way, Tuscarawas either means open mouth or old town, I guess, depending on who
I'm going with old town.
Yeah, it's obviously a Native American word. What made you want to, well, I guess you said the Visitors Bureau in Tuscarawas County are pretty happy that someone has finally embraced their...
They said they were amazed that anyone could work it into a song.
What made you choose that as far as a song title, or is it just a word? As a musician, you kind of look at things and think, that's an interesting word. I'd like to kind of create a song related to that.
So actually, it inspired the whole song. It was a springtime trip to Tuscarawas County with the family in a sort of an Amish country, if you will. And it was one of those things, things are bursting out with green color, and it kind of inspired the whole song. And I said, there it is, Tuscarawas.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the other things you have of this. How long has this been out now, the Tuscarawas?
So I pre-released on September 1st, but actually September 15th, this week, I guess Friday, is the official release date. But yeah, it's already been up on iTunes for a few days.
Now, we've already heard, I think you've done Buck Bacon for us at one particular time, mm-hmm. Craig, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And then Winter Wren, I think, was the last time we had heard something from you.
I debuted that on this show last year.
Well, we are glad that you were able to do something like that. Tell us what you've been up to now. We were here, and I'm going through an article that was written right before you were doing the opening for James Taylor at Blossom Music Center, but it mentions about the Bigger Splash, which is with Tilda Swinton. This is Ray Fiennes. This was in Italy. You got to go overseas to film a part as a musician, right?
That is correct, yeah. So it was an amazing opportunity. So I got to be in 1 minute of the movie. I had exactly one line, but it was really cool. I spent the whole day in the studio with Ray Fiennes, Tilda Swinton, and Matthias Schoenaert, and it was really cool. So I played a song, and then you had one line at the end, which basically amounts to Harry, who is Ray Fiennes, says, I don't like the sound of that hi-hat. I said, I got it, Harry. So it's like, just a few words.
There's about 10 ways you can say that line, right?
Yeah.
I got it, Harry. I got it, Harry. I got it, Harry.
So how many takes did you do?
Let's see. I think we did 6 takes of the song, and then the dialogue afterwards was probably like 20. It was a lot, so...
Now, the song that you were doing, is this something that you had composed, they had written for you? What was the process?
No, actually, it was a Rolling Stones song called, the title escapes me. It was off the Steel Wheels album, and basically the writers of the show thought it would fit well with the scene. So it's a Rolling Stones song.
Wow. Covering a Rolling Stones song.
Worried About You, that's the name of it.
Oh, okay. So. And then, of course, you... We're playing an electric guitar in that particular scene.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit of an electric guitar junkie. I keep on buying them. I can't help myself. My wife is listening, and she can totally corroborate that.
What is it about multiple electric guitars? Is it the look of them? Do you think you're going to get a different sound?
You do get different sounds, different looks, and it's just like, it's an affliction, I guess, an addiction.
Can't you just buy guitar picks? I mean, they're a little cheaper, less expensive, and some of them are kind of cool. They kind of shine. They're glittery looking.
Easier to store.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much.
Less room.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You brought in, what did you bring in with you today?
So this is my Gibson Acoustic, my J100, and this is my main guitar for studio and stage, and I've had it for about 8 years now, and it basically goes everywhere with me, and it just doesn't get any better. This is the best.
Well, can you give us a song this morning.
Okay, so how about Tuscarawas? We'll go with it.
Okay.
Stop. Step away today from the cold and the gray stone that I face every day I wake. Take a drive tonight to where green alive is what I find when I wake up to the light. Where day comes from the night. Tusker artists, take a picture here. 'Cause forever it's never gonna be the same again. Whoa, whoa. Tusker artists, tell me what I'll find when I close my eyes and open my mind. Step away today, I got nothing to do, I got nothing to say, but everything's okay. Tusker Aris, take a train away from the urban decay while you're waiting for the day to take your breath away. Tusker Aris, take a picture here, 'cause forever it's never gonna be the same again. Whoa, Tusker Aris, tell me what I'll find when I close my eyes and open my mind. Rushing through the waves of grain will take away my pain. Tusker Aris, take a picture here, 'cause forever it's never gonna be the same again. Tusker Aris, tell me what I'll find when I close my eyes, when I close my eyes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jerry Popiel, the title track from his newest release, Tusker Aris. Why don't you say that?
Tusker Aris.
Thank you.
Nice. Right.
Thank you. Very good. Also includes Winter Wren, one of my favorites that you've done before as well. Tell me, just the cover of this has a ram on it with the very kind of a, I don't know, almost a side eye look. I don't know. There's some, maybe I'm looking more into the expression of this animal. But where did this picture come
from? That goat's not happy with you. That's why. No. So yeah, that picture was on a sheep farm in Iceland. My wife took that picture and you know, just looked at it. It had personality. You know, it's like not just a empty stare, like you said.
Right. This past summer, you've been kind of busy. I see from the article here that you were involved in the Blossom Music Center, the VIP area, or explain what your role was
okay,
during these.
Okay, so things. So out of Blossom, which obviously is a big outdoor music place, there's a VIP club, which is kind of just at stage right, and so Live Nation hired me to play before several shows. One was the Zac Brown Band show, one was Dierks Bentley, then James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, and that was, you know, playing before James Taylor was just amazing. One thing that was really cool about that was it was the day after Glenn Campbell had passed away. So he was in tribute. He was playing Wichita Lineman, you know, Glenn Campbell's song. So I got to be there at the sound check of him. It was just me listening to him play Wichita Lineman like five times, you know, all by myself. So it was amazing. And then I'll be back out for Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows and on the 20th. So
pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the CD. How long does something like that take to put together?
Forever. It can actually can be done quickly, but I sort of wrote songs over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And then I was working on other projects too, so kind of spread out. But the actual recording doesn't take terribly long, but I would say probably if I sort of compress it all, it was probably, you know, probably 6 months of effort spread out over like 3 years, probably.
Sure. Is this done locally? Do you go to a studio with other, you know?
So actually, it's done in my house. So I do it all. I have a little studio in the house, and I, you know, track everything there. So I got drums and bass guitars. I play keyboards and mandolin. So kind of do it all but just one step at a time. So that's why it takes time to do it.
Can we bring our morning show to your house? Because I'm listening to the CD and I'm thinking, it is so cleanly recorded. You've got such a great sound. And I was looking at it and I didn't notice where it was recorded. Your house?
Yeah, it was basically my basement. Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't say recorded in my basement anywhere on this.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too impressive,
well,
I guess.
Mean,
so
I think basement tapes has sort of a cachet to it. You know what I'm saying for that?
You called it the basement then.
Well, yeah, basement tape. What is this tape you speak of? So,
oh, tape. This is what you're getting into that whole
it's
thing.
It's all digital.
Well, you have push-button radio as a title
of
a song,
I know.
Jerry.
And I do actually like tape still.
So what's next for you? What are you doing in between your normal regular day life as well?
Yeah, I know, because this is not my day job. But yeah, so obviously, as I mentioned, I'll be out at Blossom on the 20th. I have about four more gigs for the rest of October, November, and then I might do a little theater in the winter time, so we'll see how that works out. But yeah, this has been my busiest year ever. I think I've had 40 performances over the summer, and it's enough to keep things really happening. So
how often do you have to restring your guitar?
Probably after every two shows. Okay. It was a lot.
It's like an oil change. You have to write a certain number of times that you get in there.
Yeah, and some of my performances are 3 or 4 hours, so the strings are dead by the time. So just to get the sound back.
Break them and then have that kind of moment where you're just continuing on with some sort of wire flailing?
It's funny. This guitar, I never, ever break them. So I can play it for hundreds of hours and never, ever break a string. So I guess it's a tribute to Gibson American craftsmanship, but it's amazing.
Excellent. Did you buy this one new 7 years ago?
No, actually, I got it off of eBay, completely sight unseen, and I had to tweak it, make some adjustments, but they're kind of unsung heroes. They're not really well-known guitars, but they're fantastic, so it's kind of a sleeper.
Got a good deal on it.
I did get a good deal.
Yeah, sight unseen, buying a guitar as well. And then you have to get a good case to keep it in shape, right?
That's right, yeah.
Where does it, when you travel with it, where does it go? Does it sit next to you on the passenger seat? Does it sit in the...
Yep, actually in the back seat, laid across. But yeah, it's like I don't let it too far out of my sight. So, it's pretty special.
Wow. On the back seat. It's almost like a guy driving home with a pizza. You have to make sure your lights and your proper braking. Jerry does not slam on his brakes at any particular thing or quick starts. But it's a lot of fun having you in. You want to lead us off with a short little bit of something?
If you I can do a little bit of Like a Garden, which is on there if you want. Do maybe
good.
Half of it.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you have for time? So
we're good for a couple of minutes.
Hi. Never knew what it meant. You haven't sent. Have I wasted all your time? I'm going out of my mind. It seemed like endless days of unrepentant misgivings. And I never been here before. Unfamiliar for sure. Just scattered all my thoughts. Don't know what I'm on. It seemed like endless ways of unresolved recurring dreams. Our life is like a garden, more than a bargain for. Wonder what's in store. I never knew what it meant. Were you heaven sent? Haven't wasted all your time. I'm going out of my mind. Our life is like a garden.
That's Jerry Popiel. You can get his new album, find out more of where he's at, what he does, jerrypopiel.com. That's P-O-P-I-E-L, jerrypopiel.com. Thanks, Jerry, for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank